The following is another Class Kit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Here's a three-pointer. That's no good, and the rebound tipped out to Whitney Colling. Off the missed three. Colling in the left-hand corner. Skip pass Prasoski. Quick three from Allie. It's good. Allie Prasoski with her second three-point bucket. And Kearney Catholic now has their biggest lead at eight.
Today, it's live coverage of the Lupi Conference Tournament or... High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Tries to put some pressure on the backcourt, but then simply throw it over. Down low to Standage. Turn around. Land good. Brady Standage makes it 4-3. Stolen out of inbounds. Layup good. Blake Cremosta.
It's a full day of basketball at the conference best, battling for the tournament title. Kearney Catholic looks to repeat as the girls' champion, while a new champion will take home the boys' title in an extremely balanced field. It's the Luplat Conference Tournament coming up next, but first the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Class Kids Sports Director Doug Duda live from Ward High School right after this word from new Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Ord High School. It is time for the championship games of the 2014 Luplat Conference Basketball Tournament. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, with you here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Ord, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The girls' championship up first as Kearney Catholic takes on Ravenna, followed by Gibbon and Donovan Trumbull in the boys' championship. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, the starting lineup for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Number two is a 5'3 senior, Kaylin Bassnett. Number three, 5'7 senior, Sienna Long. Number 12 is a 5'10 senior, Amy Johnson. Number 20, 5'7 senior, Anna Ripp. And number 23, 5'10 junior, Sydney Kuchera. The Ravenna Blue Jays are 15-5, coached by Noah Malsby, Dan Bowling, and Dale Zorb. Ravenna able to defeat Wood River in the quarterfinals and last night Centura in the semifinals. For Kearney Catholic, they will start this way. Number 13 is a 5'7 senior, Shayla Connor. Number 21, a 5'6 junior, Allie Prasoski. Number 22, 5'6 junior, Whitney Colling. Number 41, 5'8 sophomore, Maddie Squires. And number 43, 5'10 freshman, Anna Squires. Head coach Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Laura Bernkink, and Tim Teal. A perfect 20-0. Ranked number two in the state in Class C1. They defeated Adams Central and Donovan Trumbull to make it here tonight. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Kearney will tip it off in a moment.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those named brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Ravenna Hometown Variety would like to extend a shout-out to the area students and student-athletes. Ravenna Hometown Variety knows how hard these young people work. Whether it be robotics to science fair, bowling to basketball, or any other event, we encourage you to take in an activity today. While in town, stop in at your local hometown home-owned Ravenna Hometown Variety store for a variety of your needs. Shop Ravenna and go Jays!
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We are ready for the championship. Ravenna, the visiting team, in their black jerseys with blue trim, the home white with green and gold trim for Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic trying to repeat as the champions. They were the champions again last year. Ravenna lost to Kearney Catholic 60-44. Earlier this season, Brian Groupie, Kevin Wood, Jim Langan, the officials for tonight's championship, and Kearney Catholic will win the opening tip. Move from left to right. Prasoski immediately pushes the ball up the floor against the Ravenna man-to-man. Shayla Connor up to Anna Squires, who has moved in to the starting lineup here recently and led the team in scoring yesterday against Donovan Trouble. To Prasoski, who drives the middle of the lane. Her shot is no good. Rebound brought down by Squires. Dishes it off to Connor. Shayla's shot no good. And the rebound brought down by Sienna Long. Kearney Catholic had one of their more sluggish first halves of basketball yesterday. Coach Rick Petrie, talking to me before the game, gave credit to Donovan Trumbull for putting in a couple of defensive tweaks from the first time they played, and it was a seven-point game at half. As Bassnett drives, gives it to Rip, who's in the paint. Out to Long, open three, and it's off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Maddie Squires. Ravenna will have to make a lot of threes tonight, you would have to think, as Squires gets it to Connor in the right-hand corner. Up top to Prasoski. They played a little box and one on Alley yesterday. That is not what Ravenna is doing when they go straight man. Colling tries baseline around a defender, off the lay, and scores. Layup there for Whitney Colling. And it's 2-0. Kearney Catholic with the first bucket of the basketball game. Try to put a little pressure on and maybe trap Bassnett in the backcourt. She'll draw the double team, throw it up to Amy Johnson. Johnson will swing it over to Long. Kearney Catholic also playing a little man-to-man defense. As Rip drives, throws a tough shot there. It's no good. And then an over-the-back foul on Sydney Kuchera as Anna Squires gets the rebound. Last year, Sid was in there. You had the three towers for Kearney Catholic all at 6 foot or 6'1". Stars do not have that this year. Kuchera got hurt in yesterday's win over Centura, twisted her ankle pretty bad and really was hobbled. So they've got it taped up, and you can tell not hobbling quite near as bad tonight, but still not 100%. She's guarding Anna Squires. Into the corner, Prasoski, guarded by Long, who hit the two free throws yesterday to win the game with 6 seconds to go. And we've got a foul away from the ball here on Amy Johnson. And the ball will stay for Kearney Catholic underneath their own hoop. Given Donovan Trouble, the boys' game next. Right now, Kearney Catholic with the first bucket of this game, 2-0. Calling to throw it in. Looking, finally forces it to Squires, takes it up, and is tied up by Bassnett. And the arrow points the way of Ravenna. So Kearney Catholic will turn it over for the first time here this evening. And Ravenna will pick up the basketball. Get it into Sienna Long. Back over to Bassnett. Pushes the ball up the floor. Crossover. Trying to stay out of that trap. Comes across the timeline. Needs some help. Throws over the top. Rip gets the ball into the corner to Long. She's wide open. Takes the 14-footer. And it will not go. Rebound Bassnett underneath the hoop. Puts it up. Will not go. Tipped down and Bassnett grabs it again. Over to Johnson. Johnson to the right baseline and a hand check foul on Kearney Catholic. So Ravenna getting some second looks here early on, but hasn't been able to score yet. The foul will be on Maddie Squires. The first foul on the Stars. And Ravenna will have the ball underneath their own hoop. Bassnett to throw it in. Goes to the outlet, which is Anna Rip. Fires back in the corner to Bassnett. Drives by Connor. Tries to force the shot. She had no room. And great job by Anna Squires to deny that. Maddie Squires picks up the loose ball. Into the front court, the Stars. Just a 2-0 lead. 2.5 minutes into the ball game. Anna Squires. Over on the right elbow. Spin move. Nice move to the hoop. Got shoved by Kuchera before she shot the basketball. Put that forearm right in her side. And Kuchera with two fouls. And we've only played 2.5 minutes, and Coach Malsby, what's he going to do? Looks like he is going to go to the bench here, and he'll bring in Sarah Techmeyer, and Kuchera will have to sit down. Kuchera doesn't, not more as she's matured, get in much foul trouble, but here tonight, not the situation they had hoped. Thought they might have an advantage in the post. Not if she's on the bench. Inbounds pass comes out on the right wing to Anna Squires. Draws the double team, dumps it into her sister Maddie, who pushes off. Shot no good, lost the ball. Picked up by Connor, it's still loose. Now Squires tries to move in again. Ravenna doesn't mind a little physicality. And now Maddie Squires will try a three, and it is short, but another offensive rebound for Shayla Connor. And they'll drive it into Anna Squires. She comes in the paint, left-hand runner. It rattles out, no good. Rebound brought down by Amy Johnson. So numerous opportunities for both teams, but the score is still 2-0. Bassnett, free throw line, takes the 12-footer. Came up short, and it's grabbed there by Maddie Squires. Maddie will push the ball up the floor on the right side. Spin move on Johnson, dumps it into the corner to Connor. Connor with a left-hand dribble out to the elbow to Prasoski. Long three, alley is on the way. It's an air ball. We've seen about four of those already. It is saved in by Maddie Squires, though. Another second-chance opportunity here for Kearney Catholic. Prasoski drives into the double team to Squires. Great defense by Ravenna so far here in the first quarter. Maddie Squires for the three. It's short again. She got her own rebound. Eight-footer, partially blocked. Got it again inside, fighting for the ball, and it's going to be Bassnett to grab it away. Kaylin doesn't have the number. She's still pushing it up the floor, fires it into the corner to Anna Ripp. A lot of action and no scoring. Ball knocked out of Johnson's hand, but picked back up there by Ravenna. Bassnett, top of the key. One dribble left, back out to Long. Wide open three, and it is no good. And another offensive rebound, Anna Ripp. Out to Bassnett for three. No good. Finally, the rebound to Anna Squires. Outlet pass to Whitney Colling. Walked with the basketball. Whitney had the pass just a little bit behind her, didn't grab it cleanly, and walked in the second turnover for Kearney Catholic. And here will be your big difference in the game. The Stars can use way more of their bench, and they sub in four players. Prasoski will stay on the floor. Messbarger, Studi, Long, and Teal will check in. That's Kylie Teal. 3:40 to go in the first quarter. It's 2-0, Kearney Catholic. Shooting percentage of about 1% so far between these teams. As Long drives in, tries to make the bounce pass into the lane. It's tipped and turned over. Up the floor, Teal. Fires to Prasoski. Pulls up for three. Off the iron, no good. Long rebound. Back up, no good. She is fouled. And we'll see some free throws. I've got Kearney Catholic with 10 rebounds already, 6 for Ravenna. Ravenna's 0 of 3 from three-point land, 0 of 4 for Kearney Catholic. Sarah Techmeyer with the foul. Caitlin Long will shoot a free throw. First one of the game is short. 3:18 to go first quarter, and again, it's only 2-0. Stars were slow out of the gate yesterday and slower today. Second free throw good. Long will hit one of two, and that makes it 3-0, Kearney Catholic, as Bassnett will bring the ball up the floor. Bassnett dumps it into Anna Ripp. Ripp looking inside, decides to dribble. Bounce pass gets it over to Bassnett. Against Long, she's got no chance. Out to Johnson for the three. Again, it is no good. The ball is tipped out, and it goes out of bounds and off of Kearney Catholic. Last night in their semifinal game, the Ravenna girls put up 12 points in the first quarter and then just were pretty balanced all night long. Still looking for their first points of this championship game. Ripp takes it in on Studi, and Long was not set. She's going to be called for the foul. Two free throws coming up and a chance for Ravenna to get on the board here. The foul on Long is her first and the team's second. And Anna Ripp will go to the line to shoot two. Again, the Ravenna boys rallied in the third-place game to beat Adams Central 62-53 today. They outscored Adams Central 22-9 in the fourth quarter as Ripp finally gets Ravenna on the board with the free throw. In the girls' consolation game today, 53-44, Centura over Donovan Trumbull. Second free throw by Ripp, and it is in. Danced around and fell through. 3-2. In favor of Kearney Catholic. 2:50 to go first quarter. Messbarger brings the ball up the floor. Over to Teal. Quick release. Three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Rebound grabbed by Anna Ripp. Up the floor she comes. Jordan Stride has checked into the game here for Kearney Catholic. Swing it over right side. Driving in Megrill, who checked in at the last horn. Back out to Long. Long gives it to Rip. Rip back out between the circles. Sienna back to Johnson. Everything staying out top right now. Finally, they decide to drive, and a foul going to be called. And before the foul, it looks like maybe a hand check on Jordan Streit. And for Streit, that'll be her first and the team's third. And Ravenna to throw it in here. Sienna Long to do so. Lob it up top off a couple of picks to Johnson. Can't get the three away. Switch Messbarger on her. Up top to Long. To the left elbow, Migril on the wing. Back up top. Rip over to Johnson. It's down between her legs and out of bounds. It just bounced at her ankles and didn't bounce back up. Just kind of stuck. Second turnover for Ravenna. So not much going on as far as the scoreboard. A lot of action, but it's only 3-2 as Messbarger just decides to put her head down and go, and she's going to draw the foul and get two free throws. Foul will be on Hannah Migril, her first. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. To Athletic Director Ron Bauer and the crew here, as Messbarger's first free throw, no good. We're in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Ord High School. In the Fort Kearney Conference today, Amherst won both consolation games, beating the Pleasanton girls 46-40 and the Wilcox-Hildreth boys 65-58. Elm Creek and Overton are playing in the championship games, which are currently underway on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Second free throw by Messbarger is good, so it's 4-2 Kearney Catholic with 2 minutes to go here in quarter number one. Checking in for Ravenna, Rebecca Nosica. Techmeyer will come out. She's in there with Migril, Bassnett, Johnson, and Rip. Against Kearney Catholic pressure, they'll get it into Bassnett. Long outlet pass to Migril. She couldn't handle it. The ball is loose and picked up by Studi. And that'll be the third Ravenna turnover of the basketball game. Kearney Catholic into the front court, calling back in. Messbarger, Teal, Long, and Studi. Back door is open. They get it to her. Messbarger gets it down low to the shot. No good. Rebound put back up and in by Caitlin Long. The six-foot freshman has 3 points, and it's 6-2. Pressure on Bassnett, trying to stay out of the trap. Gets it to Migril. And a timeout will be called here by Ravenna. It's a 30-second timeout with 1:25 to go in the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 6, Ravenna 2. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
And we're back with more basketball here from the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. Ravenna basketball down 6-2 into the front court. Rip back cut. There's Johnson. Johnson takes it in on Long, and the foul called to second on Caitlin. That'll be the fourth team foul, and Amy Johnson will go to the line. And the only 2 points that Ravenna have are from the free throw line from Anna Rip. So Johnson gets set here to put the first free throw up. And it is good. 3 for 3 from the line for Ravenna. Here comes Anna Squires in. Long out. And for Ravenna, back in is Sienna Long. So each team with a long second free throw up. And it is good. Amy Johnson hits them both. 6-4 Kearney Catholic. 1:10 to go, first quarter. Into the front court, Whitney Colling against Bassnett. Calling off a pick, drives to the baseline, over Johnson, the floater is good. 4 points for Whitney Colling, and it is 8-4. Ravenna hustles it up the floor here, under a minute to go, and Bassnett got it taken away from behind by Colling. Colling up the floor, trying to beat everybody back, missed the layup. Rebound brought down by Bassnett. Now it's knocked out of her hands, fight for it, and it's going to be picked up by Teal. Over to Colling, skip pass into the corner. Here's a three by Messbarger on the way. It is no good. 0 of 6 from the outside. Rebound Colling. Here's another three, and it's in. Morgan Studi hits the first three of the game for the Stars. And now it is 11-4, Kearney Catholic, as they've scored five in a row. And on the inbounds, Colling went for the steal, ends up on the floor, tipped it out. Ravenna fans were hoping for a foul. Didn't get it. Johnson to throw it in. Amy, unguarded, gets it to Bassnett. There's some tired girls out there with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Johnson gets around Colling into the front court, dumps it to the corner. Migro wanted to get inside to Nosica, but stepping in front and making the steal is Anna Squires. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Squires, Anna just puts her head down, goes all the way to the hoop, stops, fires, and is fouled. Ravenna knew she was coming. They just didn't plant their feet. They kept moving, and that's why the foul got called with 1.5 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And Squires will go to the line and shoot two. The foul is called on Nosica, her first. Free throw, good. So it was not a pretty first quarter for Kearney Catholic, but they're going to get a few points here at the end. And it looks like that's going to be enough to stretch out a lead here at the end of the first quarter. 1.5 seconds to go, second free throw for Anna Squires. On the way, and it is in. Ravenna will just throw it in, and that will take us to the end of the first quarter of play. Your score, the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, 13. The Ravenna Lady Jays, 4. You're listening to the Girls' Championship of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford Podcast booth as we start the second quarter of play, and Kearney Catholic leading Ravenna 13-4. They are going to get the basketball after getting some points on the board there over the last 2 minutes. Prasoski drives in and scores. Nearly had a jump ball, then when she won the battle for that, she took it right at the hoop, and Prasoski with her first bucket, and that'll make it 15-4. Again, Ravenna still looking for their first field goal. Their points are all on free throws, and now a double dribble. That's the seventh turnover on Ravenna. Kearney Catholic has 2 rebounds. 12 for Kearney Catholic and 8 for Ravenna. Free throws, 4 of 6 for the Stars, 4 of 4 for Ravenna. 3-point shooting, 1 of 7 for Kearney Catholic, 0 of 4 for Ravenna. Mesbarger trying to make some room at the baseline. Kicks it up. Squires reverses it. Prasoski for the 3. Grazes the front of the rim. No good. Comes all the way out to midcourt. Mesbarger will run it down. And the ball tipped out of her hands and out of bounds. 11-point lead now for Kearney Catholic, not because of their offense, but because of their defense. Prasoski into Mesbarger, Connor, and both Squires start the second quarter for Kearney Catholic. Mesbarger starts the drive, kicks it out to Squires, rotated over to Anna on the low block, tries to step through the double team, and a foul called, and if it's on Kuchera, that would be her third. Looked clean on Sid, but it looked like maybe somebody else clocked her. And no, they're going to call it on Kuchera. She was down for 5 minutes in the first quarter, and she picks up her third foul with 7:02 to go here in the second quarter of play. And the first of 2 free throws is up and in by Anna Squires. 16-4. Second free throw on the way and good. So Anna's 4-4 at the line, makes it a 17-4 lead here for Kearney Catholic a minute into the second quarter of play. Rip bringing it up on Connor, gets across the timeline, now gets Beyer, then dropped the ball. Tried to shuffle it off to Techmeyer, and it just went right out of her hands. So Kearney Catholic back on the offense. Squires to the free throw line, bounce pass to Prasoski, dumps it into Connor. Shayla gets bumped and ends up on the ground. She'll get 2 free throws. Techmeyer turned and ran right into her. That'll be the second on Sarah Techmeyer. And two free throws for Shayla Connor, looking for her first points of the game. Already six different Kearney Catholic stars have scored here in the first 10 minutes. And the free throw by Connor off the rim and no good. The UNK men and women playing at Washburn today. The Nebraska men and women were both winners. The men winning over Northwestern 53-49. The women beat Michigan State 76-56. As Connor hits the second free throw and gets her first point of the game, 18-4. The Hastings women were a winner today. The men and women on the road at Mount Marty, they win at 82-65. Here it's 18-4, Kearney Catholic. They've actually scored 12 in a row. It was 6-4. Ravenna with the basketball into the front court. Long gets it to Bassnett with a jump stop back out to Sienna Long. Dribbles to the left wing. Now has to get out of there with it. Trying to post up Techmeyer. She's covered. Back out top to Rip. Bassnett, one dribble off a couple of picks. Long. Long fakes the three, drives in, has it blocked in there by Anna Squires. Ball is loose. It's saved back in to Bassnett, who takes a long straightaway three and cannot get anything to go. Squires with another rebound. That's four for Anna. Sister Maddie has five. And it's 18-4. Ravenna has yet to make a bucket. Maddie Squires drives, has it knocked off her foot and out of bounds. Good defense by Sarah Techmeyer, the third turnover for Kearney Catholic. The Stars, two fairly easy wins, continue to put up a lot of points. They're in the 60s almost every night. Earlier this year when they beat Ravenna, it was 60-44 at Cope Gymnasium in Kearney. Stars are doing very well so far this year. And a reach-in foul, Allie Prasoski trying to go for the steal. And for Prasoski, that'll be her first and the team's fifth. Kayla Shundoff now checks in for Kearney Catholic. Stars average about 61 points a game on the offense. Ravenna now with the basketball between the circles. Rip gives it over on the right side of the key. Long looking for some movement up top to Johnson. Amy backs away with the dribble. Gives it off to Bassnett. Frustrating times right now for Ravenna. Bassnett pick and roll, trying to get it down low, and it's deflected away off of Teal. So Ravenna will have it underneath their own hoop. 18-4 Kearney Catholic. 5:20 to go, second quarter. Ravenna to throw it in. Bassnett, far corner to Rip, fakes the three, drives in, dishes it off to Techmeyer, back out to Rip. Ravenna's got to feel that there's seven defenders out there right now. They're making good drives, making good passes, people that should be open, and they're just not. Here's Long. She's open for three, and it's no good. Rebound, Techmeyer did not put it right back out. Goes out to Johnson. She misses the shot, and the rebound brought down by Shundoff. First rebound for Kayla. To the other end, Kearney Catholic. It is Prasoski, the trailer Shundoff. Shundoff's jumper good. So Shundoff just got in the game, and some good things happening for her. A timeout on the floor by Ravenna. 4:43 to go in the first half of play. It's all Kearney Catholic in the Lou Platt Conference Girls Championship game. 20-4, this timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us in Ord for the Lou Platt Conference Championship game earlier today. It was Centura's girls, 53-44 over Donovan Trumbull. Ravenna boys a winner. Here's a three pass net out of the timeout of the corner. It still won't go. Shendoff picks up the rebound. The winner, Ravenna, 62-53 over Adams Central. Gibbon will take on Donovan Trumbull in our boys' championship game, which is coming up next. Kearney Catholic gets it to Colling. Colling forces her way down the left side of the key and puts it up and in. Whitney Colling with 6 points now to lead the way for the Stars, 22-4 to travel on Ravenna. This is getting away from the Lady Jays, and again, it's not that Kearney Catholic has 22 points. There's nothing wrong with that. It's that Ravenna is going to get frustrated that they can't even get a shot. It's not that in the first quarter they were missing shots. Now they're not even getting shots, and that will become frustrating after a while. They are 0-7 from three-point land. Now Colling tries to take Bassnett again off the dribble. Shot no good. Anna Squires rebound. Shot no good. Amy Johnson will get the board for Ravenna. Quite honestly, both teams could have about 10, 12 more points on the board for all the inside-the-paint misses, especially on second chances. Johnson out to Long. Long top of the circle to Rip. Rip trying to make some room for herself, waiting for Johnson. Johnson off the screen, topped off her knee and out of bounds. Turnover Ravenna, number 10. .331 to go here in the second quarter. 22-4, Kearney Catholic. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats, recap of the other scores of the day. Right now, Shundoff has it for the Stars. Over to Messbarger. Michelle skip pass over to Studi. Stars made a change there during the time, or the break. Teal for three. It's on the way. No good. Rebound comes down to Long. Sienna waits for the traffic to go by. Gets it into the front court with a long cross-court pass to Johnson. Amy against the Stars man-to-man. Bounce pass to the cutter. Bassnett in the paint. Will not go from 10. Shundoff with the rebound. Not sure if this man-to-man has really messed up Ravenna. Stars usually play zone. Teal, another three in the corner. It's no good. Long rebound comes out to Messbarger. Normally you'd say the Stars should probably quit shooting the three, but they won't. Studi underneath foul. Amy Johnson with her second. And Morgan Studi, who has the only three-pointer of the game. Stars are 1 of 10, and Ravenna's 0 of 7. Free throw is good. That'll make it 23-4. And the second free throw, as Long comes in for Kearney Catholic, is good. So Studi hits them both. 24-4. Kearney Catholic with the lead. And they have made 9 free throws here in the first half. In the front court, Rip steps on a foot, falls down, loses the ball. Picked up by Kearney Catholic. Teal, long outlet pass into the front court, deep right-hand corner. Studi, open three, got it. Studi with a couple of threes and another timeout by Ravenna. 2:15 to go in the first half of play. Kearney Catholic 27 and Ravenna 4. We'll be right back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Ord High School. It is the girls' championship game, and the scoreboard does not reflect that, unfortunately, right now for the Ravenna Lady Jays. They have yet to score a bucket. Here's a three Bassnett. It sticks on the heel. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Studi. Up the floor come the Stars, leading it 27-4, and they get tripped up and travel with a basketball. Stars have put a whooping on just about every team they've played this year. Their closest game of the season. And remember, they were down to Seward going into the fourth quarter, and they still won that game by 13. That is the second closest. They beat St. Cecilia by 11, 42-31. The third closest, when they beat Ravenna, 60-44. So every game Kearney Catholic has played has not been in doubt in the final 2 minutes, although the Seward game was the closest of the bunch. Amy Johnson dribbling, gives it over to Sienna Long. Long finally gets a little room in the paint. The shot from eight, it will not go. Rebound brought down by Maddie Squires. It'll be interesting, the reaction when Ravenna finally does score. All four of their points are from the free throw line. Messbarger gets shoved by Bassnett off the pick, and you can just tell the frustration starting to show now for Ravenna. They're working hard, and nothing's working for them. Michelle Messbarger, two free throws now, one of two, has a point here in the game. And the free throw is good. 28-4, Kearney Catholic. Second free throw. Messbarger on the way, and it's no good. And the free throw will not see a rebound. I thought Anna Squires was going to grab it, but they say it went out first. And you got to give Kearney Catholic a lot of credit. All people are pointing towards is the Kearney Catholic Minden sub-district final that will occur in Kearney a week from Thursday. I mean, nobody's giving anybody else even a chance, and there's a reason nobody can stay close to these teams. As Ravenna throws over the pressure to Anna Ripp, they've got a two-on-three bounce pass, tried to get it to Nosica, but the passing lane closed after it was knocked away by Michelle Messbarger. I mean, even the Kearney Catholic fans have to be rooting for Ravenna to get on the scoreboard here. It's tough. Inbounds to Nosica. They're trying to get Bassnett free. Long has it. Back to Kaylin. Outside the arc, one dribble. Into the hands of Ripp. Back to Bassnett. 1 minute to go in the first half. It's 28-4. Kearney Catholic. Bassnett comes in. Two-hand runner. Off the glass. It is in. And Bassnett finally gets Ravenna on the board. It took 15 minutes, and it's 28-6. Kearney Catholic gets it right underneath to Anna Squires. Her leader in the lane is good. Squires with her first field goal to go along with four free throws. 35 seconds to go. Bassnett up the floor. Comes in, then back out for the three. Will not go. Long rebound comes out to Messbarger. Messbarger pushes it up the floor, two on one. Michelle runs right into Sienna Long, who didn't get over in time, and a foul called. That'll be the first on Long. And two more free throws here for Michelle Messbarger. 26 seconds remaining here before halftime. At halftime of the girls' championship of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, it's Overton 37 and Elm Creek 19. Overton jumped out early and might be able to cruise to a title there. Free throw by Messbarger is good. Makes it 31-6. And the second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Messbarger hits them both. She's 4 of 6 at the line for all of her 4 points. 32-6, Kearney Catholic, 26 seconds remaining here in the first half of play. Ravenna to throw it in against pressure. Amy Johnson gets it into the right-hand corner to Long, guarded there by Prasoski. Long throws it over to Ripp. Ripp trying to clear things out here. Baseball pass is picked off by Maddie Squires. Squires into the front court, drives, bounce pass to Colling, back out to Anna Squires. 9 seconds to Prasoski. Prasoski underneath Connors there, kicks it out. Open three on the way for Colling. It's no good, and that will take, oh, no, we're going to get a foul. Going to get a foul on Colling, but it's not going to be enough to even give Ravenna a 1-1. As Anna Ripp got the rebound. And on the inbounds, Kearney Catholic actually stole it away, but they couldn't get the shot away, and that is the end of the first half of play that was all Kearney Catholic. The girls' championship game of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament is not close here tonight. It is Kearney Catholic 32 and Ravenna 6. Coming up, we'll take a look at the first half stats, recap the afternoon action from conference tournaments around the area, and preview the boys' championship between Gibbon and Donovan Trumbull. It's all coming up on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here from Ward, where your score is 32-6, Kearney Catholic.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
Your fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask shelter agent Joe Methy about shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. They take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Halftime of the girls' championship game here in the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. It's all Kearney Catholic 32-6. Over Ravenna. Gibbon and Donovan Trumbull will be next. In our consolation games earlier today, the girls game went to Centura 53-44 over Donovan Trumbull. In that game, 19 points, 14 rebounds for Annika Gleason, 15 for Casey Krelikowski. Donovan Trumbull was led by Jordan Brumman with 17. And in the boys game, Ravenna outscored Adams Central 22-9 in the fourth quarter for a 62-53 win. Kyler Wormstead had 16, 11 for Garrett Sittner, and 10 for Tevin Anderson for Adams Central. For Ravenna, four players scored, and all were in double figures. Jake Techmeyer, 21, Blake Cremosta, 18, Tom Siskowski, 13, Brady Standage, 10. And we're joined now by the head coach of the Ravenna Jays, Paul Baronic. And, Coach, the kids didn't want to get a two-game losing streak. I know neither one did, but when you come in as the number one seed, you want to have some momentum going into the last couple weeks of the season.
Right. You know, and I'm not for sure the number one seed was a great draw, to be honest with you, but none of it is. In this conference, we're just fortunate to come out with a 2-1 record, and we really talked about that a lot. You know, there are going to be five teams when this starts that are going to have losing records, and one of them would be tonight. So it's tough to come out with a winning record, and you know, there's going to be three teams that have a winning record to come out of this thing. So it was just important for us to get off to, you know, not a good start, but just a, you know, an even start. But, boy, Adams Central can just flat-out shoot. It's just amazing how well they can shoot. Now I know how people felt when we were knocking them down back in the day. So,
well, both teams, would you agree, played better than last night?
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of it on our end, and I don't know about their end, I thought they played a really heck of a game. And both of them were just prize fights last night. Just, you know, who's going to last, and, you know, you keep throwing punches, and who's going to get knocked out. And tonight, or this afternoon, was a game where I think both teams were just loose and played to their potential as far as what they do and how they do it. You know, and our MO is we're going to press you a little bit. We're going to, you know, draw and kick threes. We're going to drive, and we're going to post Brady. And their MO is get out of the way. They can flat out shoot. So I think both teams went to their strengths, and both teams showed it tonight.
Jake had 21 points, but 16 of those in the first half. He got off to a good start. Was it an emphasis to have him maybe get some plays for him early on?
Absolutely. Just get him going. He had a, you know, for his standards, and the kid's a great competitor, and he doesn't want to leave it on the floor like that. And he just felt bad for the team and you know, and his effort, the way he went about it. And he just lowered his head and went. And that's what we want him to do, just make plays. And part of that was my fault a little bit last night where I told him, you know, hey, you got to make some better choices. But to be honest, him making a choice is better than him not making the choice, because sometimes it's – and most times it's pretty good. Sometimes you might look and go, what was he thinking? But he is a – he can't even drive to practice yet, so, you know.
Well, the end of the game, I mean, you're still going into the fourth quarter down. Even though you got that great start to the third quarter, you needed the same, and you did get the same start to the fourth quarter, but you turned it into the Blake Cremosta show to bring it home for you.
You know, those two guys really complement each other well, and they back up each other. You know, when one's down, the other one's picking them up, and either verbally or, you know, physically on the floor. and helping each other alleviate some pressure that way. And yeah, we're just fortunate to have two. We have really have two point guards when you get down to it, and where some teams struggle to get one. And Blake Cremosa is a great leader and gets our teams doing the right things. And I guess I was more impressed with our guys, the way that we played. And again, limited subbing. Those five pretty much played the whole game and played. And this is a 94-foot floor, not the wimpy thing we play at Urbana, 84.
You only know, the best here in Ord, my friend.
I know. Well, that Duda Dome is built right. So, you know, it's just I was really proud of that and the effort and their quality of how to stay maintained when things were bad, and they stayed maintained when things were good.
I know this is a touchy question because you never want to – but I would like
there
to know.
There are no secrets, though.
I would like to know if you're Coach Malsby now in this locker room, what do you tell your girls? I mean, well, they're busting their hind end, and they just
are.
Can't make a shot.
No, and I think our girls are really going after it really well. And, yeah, I mean, on the other end, Kearney Catholic, for a while, they couldn't make a shot. Now they can't miss. And, you know, and that's the way I felt in Adams Central when they were playing us. They were shooting the crap out of it. And then here our girls – are not quitting, they're busting. And I think it's important to play well this half and just kind of make a, you know, mini thing about it, like, you know, coaches do. They say, it's 0-0 now, let's go try to win the second half. And let's get some momentum for next week, you know, because you don't want a bad taste in your mouth when you start, especially with districts coming around. Yeah. For girls in a week, for boys in 2 weeks, and it's running fast.
All right, Coach, thanks as always for the time. We'll see you soon. I know you got some tough games, including the Adams Central one again next week.
You know, there's your consolation. You get to go back and play them doggone guys again, and they're just so good. Well coached, good kids, too. They're very good kids. And, you know, they were just very cordial about us accidentally beating them, so I'm sure we'll have to pay the favor back to them. So,
all right, Paul, thanks for the time as always, buddy.
See you, buddy.
Paul Baronic, head coach, Ravenna Blue Jays. They won their consolation game today 62-53. Let's go ahead and move right into the stats here at halftime of our girls game. Obviously, Ravenna's not going to have near what they had hoped or would wanted. 4-2-7-8-9-10 rebounds is all they have. Kaylin Bastet, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Sienna Long, 2 rebounds. Sarah Techmeyer with 1. Amy Johnson, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Anna Ripp, 2 points, and 3 rebounds. For the Ravenna Blue Jays, 6 points, 10 rebounds, 4 out of 4 at the free throw line. They are 0 of 9 from 3-point land and 13 turnovers. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Shayla Connor, 1 point, 1 rebound. Allie Prasoski, 2 points. Whitney Colling has 6 points, 1 rebound. Morgan Studi has 8 points and 1 rebound. Maddie Squires has 6 rebounds. Anna Squires, 6 points, 5 rebounds and a block. Kayla Shundoff, 2 points, 3 rebounds. And Caitlin Long has 3 points and 2 rebounds. In the first half, Kearney Catholic has 32 points, 21 rebounds. At the free throw line, they've been there quite a bit as well. And it looks like we've got them at 12 of 16. 3-point shooting, 2 of 12, 4 turnovers. It's 32-6 Stars here in the championship game at the half. And in the girls' Fort Kearney Conference game at the half, Overton leads Elm Creek 37-19. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Second half is next.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street.
Ravenna will get the ball to start the third quarter of play. Bassnett over to Long, and it goes off her hands, uncontested, not really even covered. It just bounced off her hands and out of bounds. So not a great start here in the second half for Ravenna. Kearney Catholic with the basketball off the high screen. Connor into the corner to Studi. Let's see how the Stars play here in the third quarter. Squires up top. Prasoski, three-pointer on the way. It's good. Allie with her first three-point bucket of the basketball game. 35-6. I'm guessing, you know, Coach Paul Baronic said, let's go out and play that second half, see how even we can play. I'm guessing maybe the Ravenna goal right now is don't let this thing get to 40 where they get the continuous running clock. And you just don't ever imagine to see those in championship games. Right now, Ravenna with the basketball. Just trying to make a couple of buckets here. Stars are going to stay in the man-to-man. Johnson in the right-hand corner. Ball fake. Got around Squires. Baseline jumper from 8. Too strong. Squires, Maddie, with her 7th rebound. She'll dribble it up the floor, then dish it off to Prasoski. Allie dribbles into the double team. Pulls up off the glass over Rip and scores. Back-to-back buckets for Prasoski. She is the team's leading scorer at just over 11 points a game. And at the other end, a carry called here on Ravenna. Don't forget the boys' game is next. It is Gibbon taking on Donovan Trumbull. Gibbon with the win last night over Ravenna. Donovan Trumbull with the win over Adams Central. Donovan Trumbull has only lost 2 games this year. One of those was a 15-pointer at Gibbon last month that we had here on Classic Hits. So we'll see if they can avenge the loss tonight or if Gibbon will pick up their first conference championship in a number of years. They were last in the final in 2007 when they lost to Wood River. But they won't have the home court or home crowd to go against tonight. Here's a 3 for Colling outside to Prasoski, and Alley hits another one, and she's got the first 8 points of the second half. 40-6, Kearney Catholic, fast break. Johnson finally has some room, drives the left side of the lane, lays it up and in. 4 points for Johnson. Second bucket of the game for Ravenna, 40-8, 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Colling over on the left wing to Prasoski. They don't cover her, so she takes a longer 3 and hits another one. 43-8, going to make them respect the outside shot. Stars were 2 of 12 in the first half. Now they're 3 of 3 all for Prasoski here in the second half. A 3 for Johnson at the other end, no good, 0 of 10. For Ravenna. Rebound by Prasoski. Allie pushes the ball up the floor. Kicks it out on the left wing. Nothing there. Connor back up top to Prasoski. Tries to dump it inside to Squires. The ball's bounced around, and finally Anna Rip will pick it up. That's just the 5th turnover for Kearney Catholic. Ravenna brings it into the front court, and they just about give it right back. Dribbled off the foot, but Anna Rip's able to pick it up. Working around the perimeter up top to Sienna Long, over to Bassnett against the Stars, man-to-man. Connor on Bassnett, up top they'll go to Rip, left wing Long on Prasoski to the left elbow with the dribble penetration. Back out of the wing to Johnson, bounce pass. There's Kuchera inside, and she'll score. Sydney Kuchera, who has hardly played because of foul problems. She's only played about 4 minutes in the first half, if that. Here's another 3, Prasoski. That one she finally missed a little short. Long rebound comes out to Sienna Long. She tries to go up the floor to Bassnett. Kicks it back out to Johnson, to the trailer Rip. Anna on the wing. There's Sienna Long open 3, and it is no good. Right on target, but clanked the rim short. Bassnett gets the rebound. Second chance here for the Jays. Rip for 3. It's in and out, no good. And the ball is grabbed by Anna Squires. That'll be her 6th rebound. Time out, Kearney Catholic, to bring some subs in, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Kearney, 4:14 to go in the third quarter. It's all Kearney Catholic leading Ravenna 43-10.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Well, if you remember, last year Kearney Catholic had their way with Ravenna in the final as well, and they're doing it here. 77-28 was the final last year. Here's a 3 by Studi. It's off the mark, no good. Ripping down the rebound is Anna Rip. That's her 4th of the game. Stars have changed their lineup. We'll give that to you in a minute as Johnson takes a runner in the paint. 10-footer comes off too hard. Kayla Shundoff already her fourth rebound. Shundoff, Messbarger, Kylie Teal, Long, and Studi on the floor. 3:40 to go here in the third quarter. Messbarger drives, tries to kick it out. Top ball knocked away. Bassnett has it but doesn't have the numbers, so she'll wait for her teammates. Finds Kuchera. Kuchera takes it at Long, and a foul called. Caitlin, about the only star that's not having a lot of fun tonight. Every time that ball ends up inside, she seems to get called for a foul, and that'll be her third, first of the half on either team. And Sydney Kuchera will go to the line to shoot two. And the free throw is up and in. 43-11, Kearney Catholic, a 32-point lead. And the second free throw on the way. And it's short. Rebound yanked down by Shundoff. And Kayla uses her dribble up. Needs a little help. Gets it up front there to Studi. Studi gives it off to Messbarger. Kicks it back over on the left wing. Teal, bounce pass, trying to force it into Long. And the steal made by Amy Johnson. Third turnover here in the quarter. Up to Hannah Meagrel, who's in. But she fell down trying to get the basketball. The pass was behind her. And Ravenna will give it right back. 43-11, Stars in command. It was 13-4 at the end of the first quarter. Kearney Catholic had a dreadful first 6 minutes, too, but the last 2 minutes they picked up 7 points, and then they turned it on in the second quarter and started with three threes here in the third. And it's just a cruise into a championship here. As the ball goes into the backcourt and an over-and-back call. Teal thought it had been touched, so she went into the backcourt to grab it. No harm, no foul. Just a turnover, and Ravenna will get it. Stars can afford that tonight. The Lady Stars have two games left. They host Centura Tuesday, and then they go to Arcadia to play Arcadia Loup City Thursday. Kearney Catholic fans, be aware of that. The Arcadia Loup City game next Thursday is in Arcadia. So they'll get real familiar with this trip up the highway, being here yesterday, today, and then next Thursday, and they get it down to Rip. Ooh, she about takes out the official, Kevin Wood, but everything's safe. The ball was saved. Up to Johnson. Rip has it back. Meagrel. They fake it to her. Rip drives. The layup hits the rim. No good. Out of bounds to Kearney Catholic. Gibbon, Donovan Trumbull, boys' game should be outstanding. It comes up at 8 o'clock tonight. Here on Classic Hits. 43-11. And after some substitutions, Kearney Catholic's going to get the basketball back. Messbarger into the front court. Over on the wing to Studi. Studi skip pass over to Messbarger. Bounce pass into the corner. Teal looked at the three. Now drives. The running one-hander is no good. Ball tipped out. Kearney Catholic's Messbarger will get it out to Jordan Streit. Teal, skip pass over to Studi, baseline Messbarger, back to Streit, skip it all the way back over to Teal. There's a very long three, and it's good. Well, you can't play any better defense than that. Teal just decided to shoot a 23-footer and nail it. 46-11 Stars, minute 30 to go in this game's third quarter. Over to Kuchera. Kuchera looking for the cutter long. Instead goes to Johnson. Johnson drives the left baseline, runs into three Stars, forces it up, no good, got her own rebound, gets it back out to Bassnett. Bassnett skips it over to Meagrel. Her 17-footer is good. Anna Meagrel hits her first shot attempt of the game. 46-13, Kearney Catholic. A minute to go here in the third quarter of the championship. Jordan Streit, she's got an open three. She hits it. That's the fifth three of the third quarter for Kearney Catholic, and they just continue to rain them down. 49-13. Up the floor with it is Bassnett. Over to Meagrel. 40 seconds to go into the corner to Long. Guarded there by Teal. Drives on her, runs into Long. Good backside help there by Caitlin to Johnson. Johnson drives baseline. Off her leg with the dribble and out of bounds. 17 turnover for the Jays. 36 seconds here in the third quarter. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Gibbon, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Baseline, Kylie Teal snuck in there, then bounces it into the corner. 17-footer Messbarger, no good. Rebound hits the floor. Anna Rip is able to gather it. Outlet pass, all alone. The layup, Migrel, hit the rim. Rebound brought down by Messbarger. Messbarger up ahead to Studi. Two on one. Lob to Teal. The trailer lets the defender fly by and hits the layup. 5 points for Kylie Teal. We're down to 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Migrel will cast it up to Long from half court. It's no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. 8 minutes away from another championship for the undefeated Kearney Catholic Lady Stars as they are leading Ravenna 51-13 here on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Start the fourth quarter, Kearney Catholic with the basketball, and they're up by 38 at 51-13, so another bucket could mean a continuous clock. I don't know how many fans would like that. I know the subs would like it not to be a continuous clock because they'd get to play more here in the fourth quarter. Anna Squires, right elbow, drives in, gets a collision with Techmeyer, puts it up and in, and they're giving her a chance at a three-point play, and here we go. So there's only 7:38 left in our game. But remember, the boys' game won't start till just before 8 o'clock. So remember that. Foul on Techmeyer, her third. And Anna Squires for the three-point play. No good. Rebound brought down by Amy Johnson. Johnson goes coast-to-coast, puts the runner up, and scores. And that will be 6 points for her in the basketball game. 53-15. Kearney Catholic with the basketball. Skip pass over to Connor. Coach Petrie will usually run his starters for about a minute and then start subbing in again. Try a pick and roll into Squires. Anna couldn't grab the ball. It's picked up by Johnson. That'll be the ninth turnover for Kearney Catholic. To Long, tries the baseline, kicks it out to Johnson. To Bassnett for the three. They still have not made a three-pointer. It's no good. Maddie Squires comes out of there with a rebound. I've got her for eight. Up the floor to Colling, and Colling got bumped. And a foul will be called on Amy Johnson. That will be her third personal foul. 0-13 from three-point land for Ravenna. I'll give you Kearney Catholic's numbers in a moment as they inbound it to Maddie Squires. Free throw line jumper, no good. Colling still battling, gets the rebound, kicks it out to Prasoski for the three. It's no good. Rebound ends up in the hands of Bassnett. Bassnett pushes it up the floor, tries to go by Colling. Lost the handle, out of bounds, turnover number 18. For Kearney Catholic, Prasoski had 11 in the third quarter. She's got 13 in the basketball game. It's been pretty balanced, as you would expect. That leads the team in scoring right now. They had a 19-point second quarter, a 19-point third quarter. And now already the subs starting to come in. Kearney Catholic was 5 of 7 from three-point land last quarter. They're now 7 of 20 after missing one to start the fourth. Teal down to the baseline. Shundoff wrap around beauty to Long, who scores. Great pass by Shundoff. And Long has 5 points. 55-15, even in a blowout, you can still make good basketball plays. Johnson for three, skips around, won't go. Defensive rebound, Michelle Messbarger. And Michelle, all 5'5 of her, has grabbed 6 boards here. Outlet pass, though, is going to be stolen away. And Amy Johnson will make that steal. Johnson up the floor. Into the game for Ravenna is Sarah Ripp. She's got it, gives it to Anna. Skip pass over to Amy Johnson. Johnson between the circles to Long. Long couple of dribbles. Act two rip. Sarah's going to try a long three. That one is no good. Ball is saved, but not to anybody. Actually goes out of bounds into the Ravenna bench. Here comes Nosica in for Ravenna. Clock continues to run with a 40-point deficit. 55-15, Kearney Catholic. 4:40 and counting. The Misco Sports postgame show is coming up here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Stars up top, Studi, swing it over to Messbarger. Messbarger, couple of dribbles, reverses her flow, now takes a runner on the right side and scores. 6 points, first field goal for Messbarger. She had four free throws before that, 57-15. Stars on defense, ball up top, long. Studi went for the steal, didn't quite grab it. Long picks the dribble up, goes to Rip. Anna over to Sarah Rip. Into the corner to Long. Long fakes the three back out to Rip. 4 minutes to go. Ravenna being very patient now. Into the corner. Long is there. Thought about the three. Instead gives it to Rip. More subs waiting to come in. Ravenna really taking a long time here. And finally a foul is going to be called. And the subs are going to come into the basketball game. Or did we get a timeout? Looks like a timeout on the floor. With 3:38 to go here in the fourth quarter of play, 57-15. We'll be right back.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
More basketball here for you. The championship of the boys coming up. We've got the girls Fort Kearney Conference, and it's all Overton tonight, 46-23 over Elm Creek going into the fourth quarter. The boys are also Elm Creek Overton and also on ESPN 1460-1550. Ravenna turns it over. Let's see Delaney Behrens in there now. You've got Techmeyer, Migrel, Sarah Rip, and Nosica for Kearney Catholic. There's Elena Bach, Shundoff, Streit, Smith, and Teal. That's Morgan. She'll take the jumper. No good. And Barrett will grab the rebound here for Ravenna. Up the floor come the Blue Jays. Sarah Rip with the basketball. Picks her dribble up on the left elbow. Bounce pass to Migrel. Migrel into the paint. Good bounce pass to Nosica. Wraps her way around. Got her shot blocked by Streit. Got it back. Shot no good. Barrett has it. No good. And Mackenzie Smith will come out of there with the rebound. And into the front court come Kearney Catholic. Up top, Jordan Streit. Pass to her, goes through her hands, but she grabbed it before the over and back. 2:40 to go. Smith over to Bach. Baseline to Streit. Inside to Shundoff. Over Barrett. Fadeaway jumper. No good. Nosica will get the rebound. 57-15. All Kearney Catholic all night. And a foul going to be called on Kearney Catholic. We've only had four total fouls this half. And this one's going to be on Smith. Her first, third team foul. Checking in for Ravenna, here's Ava Ochtenberg. And also Madison Schmidt checks in. 2 minutes to go and counting. Rip in the corner, it's Sarah now. Up top they'll go to Ochtenberg. Rotate it right side, try to get it underneath. With it is Schmidt. She's double-teamed. Kick it out, Ochtenberg. Back to Schmidt in the corner, Migrel. She'll fire the long-range jumper and is fouled by Shundoff. Was it a two or a three? It's a three. Shundoff commits the personal foul and three free throws coming up for Hannah Migrel. And while these free throws are going on, the clock continues to run because of the 40-point rule. Free throw is no good. Misco Sports postgame show is coming up, so stay with us here on Classic Hits. Hastings men and women beat Mount Marty today. 80-65 women, 85-42 for the men. Second free throw, no good. Let's see if Migrel can get the third one in. Hannah puts it up and in. So Migrel gets one of them in. She's got 3 points in the ball game, 57-17. or she made two of them, 57-17. Into the front court, Kearney Catholic. Bach gives it over to Morgan Teal. Up top, Mackenzie Smith. In the corner, Bach thought about it, didn't take it. Now lobs it into Shundoff. Shundoff on the block left side. Well covered over there by Schmidt. So they'll kick it back out top. Bach with it with 40 seconds. Up top to Smith. To Elena on the left wing. Starts the dribble, then backs it back out to Smith on the block. Rolling around Barrett. Out to Streit. 4-3. Jordan off the heel. No good. Rebound brought down by Delaney Barrett. And up the floor comes Ravenna. Last possession of the game, most likely, with 20 seconds to go. In there is Brooke Cremosta. Cremosta gives it over to Schmidt. Schmidt drives on the left side. 10 seconds to go to Ochtenberg. Ochtenberg to Rip in the right-hand corner. She can't go anywhere. 5 seconds to go, and then Ravenna trying to fire it over to Cremosta. Throws the ball out of bounds, and that will be the end of the basketball game. And it's not dramatic, but it's still a conference championship game and a conference championship for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. They remain undefeated, and for the second straight year, they down Ravenna in the final. The Lady Stars, 57, and Ravenna, 17. That's a vast difference than the first meeting between the two that went 60-44. The Stars continue to roll, and they pick up another Lou Platte Conference Girls Championship trophy. We'll take a break, talk with head coach Rick Petrie, and give you the final stats right after this.
Ravenna Hometown Variety would like to extend a shout-out to the area students and student-athletes. Ravenna Hometown Variety knows how hard these young people work. Whether it be robotics to science fair, bowling to basketball, or any other event, we encourage you to take in an activity today. While in town, stop in at your local hometown home-owned Ravenna Hometown Variety store for a variety of your needs. Shop Ravenna and go Jays!
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And welcome back to Ward High School, where three-fourths of our games are in the book. Centura wins the girls' consolation, Ravenna the boys' consolation, Kearney Catholic the girls' championship, and this is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports Incorporated, keeping you geared up for the games for years, and will continue to do so from their storefront location right here in Ord. With a great selection to choose from, you'll always be able to get your game on at Misco Sports. The 8 o'clock tip time is still in check. If you're driving up from Gibbon or Donovan Trumbull for the boys game, don't forget, we won't start much before 8 o'clock here tonight. Maybe a minute or two, but that's about it. 57-17, Kearney Catholic wins the girls game here tonight over Ravenna. We'll have all the final stats, score updates, and a whole lot more right after this.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. As they cut down the nets here for another championship for Kearney Catholic, we welcome in Lady Stars coach Rick Petrie. And coach, you're kind of in a weird situation here. Winning conference championships are supposed to be emotional, high energy packed type of games. And I kind of thought after a 16-point game with Ravenna earlier this year, which was your third closest, that they would be able to do some things. And you changed up what you wanted to do tonight. Played some man-to-man, and you really dominated this game from start to finish.
All the credit goes to the girls tonight. They did a great, great job. You know, we've been working on our man defense, on communication and things like that. And, you know, I think our full court pressure bothered them a little bit. Not that we got steals for layups, but we did a good job of forcing their girls to maybe be a little bit uncomfortable handling the ball. And, you know, we went and trapped a couple times and, you know, maybe forced them out of their comfort zone.
And you didn't get off to a great start offensively either. This was a 2-0 game about 5 minutes in. It was a little indicative of what happened yesterday. Is that the – coach is always looking for something. So is that your concern coming out of the tournament?
Well, it is. I mean, we have to get off to better starts. We made a little lineup change hoping that that would take care of that. But, you know, so far we're still struggling with that. So we'll look at what we're doing and you know, kind of – build from there, you know, as we go into the next couple of weeks.
Speaking of lineup changes, it seems like the changes when those girls came in off the bench had a little extra spark tonight.
I thought those kids off the bench really gave us a spark. I thought Michelle Messberger, Morgan Studi did a really, really nice job. Caitlin Long, Kylie Teal, everybody that came in did a great job doing what we asked them to do and not trying to do too much more than that.
Just kind of the feeling. I mean, you had a big win against Ravenna in last year's championship with the 40-point rule. It moves even quicker here tonight. But, you know, there's no storm in the court type of thing when you win a game like that. But it's still a heck of an accomplishment.
Well, it is. And that's one of the goals that we set this year was to win a conference tournament championship. And, you know, we have a chance on Tuesday if we can get that game that we win the regular season championship as well. And that's always another goal of ours. And, you know, at this point of the season, you hope that you continue to get better. You know, we've got a tough road to hoe and have to, you know, be ready to play in a couple of weeks.
I'm sure you'll get this question a couple 5,000 times between now and whenever it's time to check in the equipment. But at this point, is it just simply all about the last Saturday of the season for you guys?
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, we're trying to build. You know, we think we're one of the better teams in C1, and you know, we hope that we'll be in a position to compete when we get to that point.
Well, a dominating performance tonight, 21-0 for the Stars. Tuesday, Centura rolls in, and you don't have a million seniors that you'll be saying goodbye to, but you do have a few seniors.
We do. We have four seniors, you know, and they've really done in their own way, done a great job of fulfilling the roles that they're in, and that's kind of been fun. You know, a couple of them don't play a whole lot, but they've been tremendous on the bench, and that's what you need as a team. You can't have kids that, you know, play the old poor me role, and our seniors don't. They've done a great job of instilling some enthusiasm and stuff on the bench, and especially in the tournament. You know, they ask the kids to get up and greet the girls and do some different things, and so it's been really nice.
All right,
Coach. So,
well, congratulations on another championship, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
All right, thanks, Doug.
That's Coach Rick Petrie. They are the 2014 Lou Platt Conference champions. We'll give you the numbers after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Back in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Ord. If you're in the market for a new used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford in Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes at 4210 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Don't forget the boys' championship game coming up at 8 o'clock between Gibbon, the Buffaloes, taking on the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Let's take a look at our final stats now here in the Misco Sports postgame show for Ravenna. It was Kalen Bastnet with 2.7 rebounds. That led the team. Sienna Long, 3 rebounds. Sarah Techmeyer, a rebound. Delaney Barrett, 3 rebounds. Amy Johnson, 6 points, 4 rebounds. Hannah Meagrel, 4 points in the game. Anna Ripp had 2 points, 5 rebounds. And Sydney Kuchera had 3 points, 1 rebound for Rebecca Nosicka. 10 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting 4 of 4 in the first half, 3 of 5 in the second half. 3-point shooting 0 of 9 in the first half, 0 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers 13 in the first half, 7 in the second half. Ravenna had 6 points at halftime. They scored 11 in the second half. It's a season low, 17 points, 24 rebounds, 7 of 9 at the free throw line, 0 of 15 from 3-point land, 20 turnovers. And folks, remember, Ravenna is 15-6. This is not a bad basketball team. It just wasn't their night tonight. They fall to 15-6. They will host St. Paul Tuesday, travel to Adams Central on Thursday. For the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, we'll check their numbers in a moment.
If you've been thinking about starting out fresh this year with a new GMC vehicle, then see what they have to offer right now at Killian Motors. They have a nice lineup of Yukons, Acadias, and GMC pickups featuring new, larger rebates on half and three-quarter ton extended or crew cabs. And if you need body work done, trust Mike Gibbons and his staff with their decades of experience. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Here's a look at the final numbers I had for Kearney Catholic. Michelle Messbarger, 6 points, 6 rebounds. Shayla Connor, 1 point, 1 rebound. Jordan Streit hit a 3-pointer. She had 3 points and a block shot. Allie Prasoski, 13 points, 1 rebound. Whitney Colling, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Morgan Studi had 8 points, 1 rebound. Kylie Teal had 5 points. Mackenzie Smith had a rebound. Maddie Squires didn't score but led the team in rebounding with 8. Anna Squires, 8 points, 6 rebounds and a block. Kayla Shundoff, 2 points, 5 rebounds. And Caitlin Long, 5 points and 2 rebounds. Kearney Catholic had 21 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second. Free throw shooting 12 of 16 in the first half, 0 of 1 in the second. 3-point shooting, 2 of 12 in the first half, 5 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers, 4 in the first half, and 6 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 32 points at halftime, scored 25 in the second half. They're actually below their season average, but that'll happen with the running clock. 57 points, 33 rebounds, 12 out of 17 at the free throw line, 7 of 21 from 3-point land, 2 blocks and 10 turnovers. The second-ranked team in the state, one of just, I believe we're down to 3 undefeated. They are now 21-0 with a 57-17 victory over Ravenna. Kearney Catholic will host Centura in the home finale on Tuesday and travel to Arcadia, Loup City next Thursday. And again, that game is in Arcadia. From the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, they have went final. The Overton girls, 67, Elm Creek, 39, avenging last Friday's contest. The Overton Elm Creek boys, Viero Events Center, coming up at 8 o'clock on ESPN 1460. Earlier today in the consolation, Amherst beat the Pleasanton girls 46-40. Amherst beat the Wilcox-Hildreth boys 65-58. Here earlier today in our contests, in the girls' consolation, Centura 53, Donovan Trumbull 44. Ravenna rallied to beat Adams Central, the boys' consolation 62-53. Some other games from earlier today. Let's take a look at the boys in the Loup Valley Conference Tournament. It was Mullen over Twin Loop, 54-48. Kennesaw took the third place game in the Twin Valley Conference Tournament, 47-39. Sutton took the Southern Nebraska game, 41-22. In other action tonight, regular season boys, Southern Valley beat Phillipsburg, Kansas, 66-52. St. Cecilia beat Lincoln Lutheran, 58-29. As far as some girls' games from earlier today that we have not already told you about, Arapahoe beat Hitchcock County, 70-41. It was Cozad over Perkins County, 57-50. St. Cecilia girls beat Lincoln Lutheran, 53-41. Minden over Gothenburg, 67-30. Silver Lake beat Red Cloud in the Twin Valley Conference Tournament, 35-29. South Loop beat Mullen in the Loop Valley Conference Tournament, 54-43. Plenty of championship games still to come outside of the two that we told you about. You have also got the Twin Valley Girls and Boys Championships. That's Blue Hill Deschler going on for the girls, Shelton Blue Hill for the boys, the Loop Valley Conference Championships, Anselmo Myrna South Loop for the boys, and Sandhill Stedford Ansley Litchfield for the girls, the Southern Nebraska Championships, Superior Sandy Creek Girls, and Heartland Milford for the boys. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports headquartered right here in Ord, home of this year's Loop Platte Conference Championships. See them before the games begin, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, saying congratulations to the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, repeating as the Loup Platte Conference champions with a 57-17 win over Ravenna. We'll be back with you at 7:50 for Donovan Trumbull Gibbon Boys Championship action.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Going to Bowman is out for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com.